嘿、hey, 大家好，我是亚冷，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
我是 DJ。
我记得我小时候啊，家里有一本书，写着世界上各种未解之谜。我最喜欢的部分呢，就是 Mysterious Creatures， 那些不明身份的怪兽了，比如说尼斯湖水怪 Nessie， 又比如说咱们喜马拉雅山上的野人 Yeti。 有关于这些怪物的谜团呢，不知道会不会有那么解开的一天。 DJ， 你喜欢这些神秘的怪兽吗？
我知道 if I really 喜欢 any of them, you know what I mean? I don't think I really want to meet any of these monsters face to face.
所以说你不确定你是不是真的喜欢他们，我也不知道哪天会撞上野人什么的。就算是喜欢动物的 TJ, 我相信你也不敢把他们当动物养，对不对？毕竟他们是 monsters。 那在美国啊，被提及最多的怪兽是什么呢？
The most popularI think would have to be the Sasquatch, aka Bigfoot. At least, I mean, that's what we call him in North America.
美国在北美，他说最著名的是大脚怪，对吧？
没错，大脚怪。He's said to be 六到九 feet tall,、more than 600 pounds of,、of coarse mid-length hair. The Native Americans would speak of him and even added him onto their totem poles.
Totem pole 就是那个图腾柱，对吧？
对对。Right alongside animals that we know are real, like bears and eagles.
通常来说啊，就是大家会把这个他们觉得神奇的动物，就是祖先像鹰啊熊啊都纹在图腾柱上，但是同时他们大脚怪也纹在了图腾柱上。
And you know, Native American legend is full of mythical creatures. So, why would they choose only Bigfoot to add next to the real creatures rather than others? I figure it's because to them, he was just as real.
Probably it's pretty much like the Chinese, where Chinese, the zodiac.
Yeah.
The year of monkey.
Exactly. You got the sheep.
We got a year of sheep. Year of a dragon, right? Yeah,
exactly. And then you have the dragon. Because
probably we thought the dragon was real.
Exactly. To you guys back then, the dragon was real. Maybe it was real. I don't know. But, you know, that's the way
they saw it. That's 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, maybe the dragons are real 5,000 years ago. We don't know. Were you around 5,000 years ago?
No idea.
Okay.
今天呢 Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是
可能存在的怪物。
如果你想和我们一起来互动，或者你希望获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。那个其实大脚怪啊，和我们喜马拉雅山上这个 Yeti 野人十分相似。那么你听说过这个野人吗 ，TJ？
I know that he's a tough guy to find. That wasn't funny.
确实不容易找啊，但是你别评了，说说你知道的好不好？
好吧monks of the Himalayas had actually claimed that they had in their possession the hand of a Yeti.
啊，你说那些喜马拉雅山上那些僧人说他们有是吧那个 Yeti 的手骨
Now it took a lot.For the scientists to kind of coax the monks into allowing them to take even a single finger so that they could do some tests on
Okay, American scientists or Chinese scientists?
American scientists. 美国人。
哦，美国科学家是吧？然后那些美国科学家呢，就想取这个手骨做一些 DNA 的测试，但是那些僧人不让，他们就最后呢就不断的劝说，最后他们给了他一个 finger， 就是一个手指来做这个 DNA 的 test。
Yeah, they wound up trying to getting it smuggled out of the country.
Smuggled out of the country.
Yeah, they had to sneak it past customs because you can't take dead fingers across borders.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And it's Yeti's finger.
And it's a Yeti finger, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It wound up mysteriously disappearing almost as if someone didn't want the truth to be revealed.
Yeah, probably. I don't know who, but someone.
Yeah, somebody in high places, Alan. High places.
这可能就有点阴谋论的味道了，是吧？可能是某一些集团或者说某一些利益方啊，不想让这个真相公之于众。那么 ，What's the point of hiding a new species from public anyway? Unless the truth. It's far beyond our imagination.
Need you to tell, some people, say、mm-hmm. that the Dajiaguai、mm-hmm. and the Yeti is actually the missing link.
What's the missing link?
It is the animal that would show the transition from ape to man. The middle right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's strange, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that is the case, then the theory of evolution, 进化论.
Yeah, the evolutionary theory, right?
Yeah, 进化论. Well, that would cease to be a theory. It would then be a fact.
Okay.提起讲啊，如果这个野人和大脚怪真的是介于猿类进化到人类这个过程中的一个物种，那么进化论呢就可能要变成一个铁定的事实，它就不再是一个 theory 一个理论了。那么对那些信仰宗教啊，相信神创造人类的这样一些群体啊，会造成一个巨大的打击。如果这个猜想是真的话，那么这些神秘物种背后的故事一定是非常非常精彩的。人类不光对咱们潜在的类人亲戚感兴趣啊，像尼斯湖水怪 Nessie 这样传言中和远古恐龙类似的这样一些怪物也受到了非常多的关注，对吧？
嗯，我觉得水怪、可能是假的。
I have a hard time believing in that one as well、很多关于尼斯湖水怪的证据啊都可能是伪造的，对吧？
You know that the most famous photo ever taken of Nessie actually turned out to be a fake?
Yes.
Yeah, it was just like a model glued onto a toy boat.
很多关于尼斯湖水怪啊，就是那照片就假的，说其实只是一个玩具船，然后上面挂了一个那个假人的那个什么，可能是一个假肢什么之类的啊。So there's a myth about so-called the wild man of 神农架 you know,、神农架野人的传说，你有没有听过？
I think you're talking about the 野人、
Exactly.
野人、
There's some fascinating stories about it.、A lot.
Tell me. Detail.、
Do you know that there was、once a man who was said to be the child of 野人 and a human female?
Really?
Yeah, 一个混血儿当年被拍下了很多张照片啊，我在这里有给你看一下，看
yeah,
这两张照片
yeah,
有没有看到、就头非常小，身子很大，是吧、
You know, after looking at the pictures of this guy, I would say that, and this is just my own opinion, I don't know, I'd say that he has some form of a microcephaly.
Microcephaly, 这个词很有意思啊，就讲的就是头小畸形，就是一个人可能身子很大，然后这个头非常的小。
Yeah, I watched a really old movie about sideshow freaks,、and in the movie they present something called the pinhead.
对，他们把这个头小畸形的这一类人呢，叫做 pinhead， 就像那个针一样尖的头。
Yeah, the shapes look really similar.
Yes.
The thing is, the brain does not develop properly, which causes this person to have a childlike mind capacity. Here, let me show you a picture. Here, check that out.
Yeah,
it looks a lot like this guy in this picture.
非常像，非常像，就是头很小，然后身子很大，因为头很小呢，就是这个人身体很大，但是头没有发育，就像小孩子一样，甚至都不会说话，只会说 blue blue blue， 对吧？然后所以说你可能会觉得他是一个其他的物种，是一个野人，是一个怪人，不是人，但是其实他可能就是一个人，只是得了这个头小畸形的这样一个病啊。那么也许关于神农架野人的这样一个传说呢，只是村民们创造出了一个吸引游客的一个噱头，就认为这个野人啊和人类混血的那个人其实到头来可能就只是一个先天畸形，我们刚才讲了这个 pinhead 而已。他的亲生父亲宁愿声称自己的妻子被怪物带走了，生下了一个这样一个怪胎，也不愿承认啊这个孩子是他和他妻子生下来一个畸形儿。
That's really heartbreaking to think.
Yeah, it's sad story, right?
Sad story.
我们都知道这个 TJ 的老家是阿拉巴马，那么 do you have any local legend named Alabama, TJ?
Alabama? Not in Alabama, but in Florida, they do have the skunk ape.
I heard that Florida is a fucked up place.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy there. Now, Well, obviously, with a name like Skunk Ape.
Skunk, 你知道是什么吗？ 是臭鼬。Skunk, 那个就是知道了，那个让你特别臭，臭臭，就是尿尿到你身上，然后就让你身体，哎呦，臭死了那个东西。
Now, with a name like Skunk Ape, I mean, you can probably guess the most noticeable feature about this animal. Yeah, 真的非常臭。
It really stinks, right?
It really stinks. And some people think that it's like another form of Bigfoot.
另一种这个大脚怪啊。
But scientists, after closely reviewing the image here, you see this picture here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really think that it's most likely an ape that escaped from a zoo. Like that. Yeah. I really think that these four ape-like creatures, they kind of represent...the typical kind of mysterious creature with a human-like face.
So what's the typical kind of a mysterious creature?
It's like...
Define it.
Well, I think people are most interested in, like, the undiscovered near-human. It's like the Yeren, or the Yeti, or the Skunk Ape, or Bigfoot. It's always like...
They're close to us, but they're not us.
Yeah, it's like...
They're real.
Yeah, it's kind of like our cousins that we haven't quite met yet.
I don't want those cousins.
Yeah, I don't want them to come over、
It's、
to my house for dinner.
Yeah.
So, Alan, you know, Bigfoot, the Yeren, the Yeti, Skunk Ape. These are all kind of apes. Is it popular in China to, like, buy a monkey as a pet?
I don't know. I never thought about buy a monkey, but I heard some of my friends when they go traveling.To some faraway place, I mean, just like probably in Tibet or Mongolia. Yeah. They, you know, they bike around China, so they probably get a monkey to as a partner to travel with them.
Really? Really? Well, you know, like, it's actually not anymore, and I'll tell you the reason why, but in America, it used to be populated by monkeys.
So do you have to get a license to buy a monkey?
Yeah, you need a license, a bunch of other stuff, but this one lady got a chimpanzee.And it wound up eating her face and her hands.
Eating her face and
her
hands?
Yeah, it ate her face and her hands. Here, let me show you a picture.
Yeah. So disgusting, man.
Yeah, it messed her up, man.
No eyes, no nose.
No nose, no fingers.
It's kind of like a burned out.
Yeah, like a burn victim or something. It's just gone. See, we should never buy a monkey.
Yeah.
Just buy a tiger.
But do you can buy a tiger.
No, don't buy a tiger. Don't do that either. You should just buy a goldfish. Goldfishes won't eat your face off.
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
Yeah, it's a safe bet.
好了，今天的节目呢就到这里。如果你希望查看更多有趣的中英双语节目和英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外呢，我们热血教师成长计划课程已经上线了，7月份限时特惠8折，只需要960元，你就可以从零基础一直学到高级以及商务英语。在微信里搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字1，你就可以了解到更多的课程信息。我是 Alan，
我是 TJ，
咱们下期见咯，
下期见。